All right, so we're doing the Ran on the Mishnah in the fifth parak. Okay, go ahead. Garcina and Yerushalmi. So he quotes the Yerushalmi. Ready? Okay, so the Yerushalmi is commenting on the case in the Mishnah of Mochron v'kidesh b'demayan mikudeshes. Okay, we touched on that. We touched on that case in Nundalat and Beis. But it's one of those cases that comes up all the time, right? In certain Gemaras, certain Mishnayos, and you get a lot of mileage out of. That's one case that is very that is brought up a lot. Okay, so what's the case? It's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Yeah. So it's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Nun vav amud beis. Hamakadesh ba'arlo b'kloya kerem b'shar niskal u'be'egla rufa. B'tzipure, b'tzori, b'tzora, u'b'sar nazir, u'petach hamor, b'osar b'chola, v'chul and shnishku b'azor, eina mikudeshes. So,
eina
mikudeshes. Let me see. Yep, eina mikudeshes. So if you're mekadesh with the stuff itself, eina mikudeshes. Right? If you have an iser hanah, and you give the woman an iser hanah, something that's osar hanah, you have b'osar b'chola, and you go to the you give her basar b'cholav, say reyat mikdashesli, the basar b'cholav zoo, right? It's they're not going to shout mazel tov after that. It's not mikdashes, okay?
Proof who answer doesn't work there.
No, because it's just why? Because you're not giving her anything of value, right? You're not giving her anything of value. So you didn't give her a shava pruta. I mean, she gets no value out of that. Right, but the Mishnah says Mochron v'kidesh b'demehen mikudeshes. But if you take the basar b'cholav and you sell it to a guy, you can use that money for kiddushin. Or if you use that money, the kiddushin is good. Right, that's our. This is one of the main cases of proving that what? Of proving what?
That you can get enough.
Right, that stam isra hana is not tofes damim. Right, that a regular isra hana is not tofes damim. Because if it was tofes damim, then the money would have the same status as the isra hana. And just like it wouldn't be a kedushin with the isra hana, it wouldn't be kedushin with the damim. Right, in other words, so all of these cases are just regular cases of isra hana. But if it was avodas kochavim, let's say, right, and you gave Mochron, so let's say you had Avodas Kochavim, and Mochron v'kidesh b'demayan, then it would be no good. Right? Because Avodas Kochavim is Tofes Damim. Right? So this Mishnah is a primary source for the idea, for the halacha, that regular Isser HaNoah is not Tofes Damim. Right? Whenever the Gemara brings up that question, it always goes to this Mishnah. Okay, so the Yerushalmi is commenting on this Mishnah. Go ahead. Okay, stop. So the Yerushalmi says very cryptically, "Bishayin demayin." What does that even mean? Nobody knows. So what does that mean? Go ahead, Klomar.
Klomar lefika.
Okay.
So the Yerushalmi is a very interesting, fascinating Yerushalmi. The way he's interpreting it is like this, saying Klomar. What does it mean, b'she'ein d'mayan? It means to say like this. Why is it a good kedushin? Why is it a good kedushin when you switch the kiloya kerem for money and use the money for kedushin? Lefi she'ein mamon zed domim shel orlo ukloya kerem. Why? Because this money that you get in return for the Orla and the Kloya Kerem is not called the value of Orla and Kloya Kerem. It's not called the value. It's not considered. It isn't the value. It's not the mamon. It's not the domim of Orla and Kloya Kerem. Why? She'ilu hayakein, if it were so, af domim halalu hayu asurim limocher. Because if it were really the value of the Kloya Kerem and the Orla, it would be usher to the Mocher. Why? Because then he would be enjoying, he would be getting a benefit from the from them, right? Shemochron bedomim, umali hein, umali deman. That's the way he's interpreting the Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi is saying, why is the Kedushin good when he switches the Orla and the Kloya Karam, when he sells the Orla and Kloya Karam and gets money and uses that money for Kedushin? Why is the Kedushin good? Because this money that he got is not the dumim of the Orla and the Kloya Karam. It's not.
It's not
Tophis. Oh. Because, and if it were the dumim of Arla and Kloya Karam, it would be usher. Because what's the difference between using the Arla and the Kloya Karam and using the dumim? If it's the dumim of Arla and Kloya Karam, it would be usher. Why would it be usher? Because Miko Makomi Nayum is Hani. He's benefiting from them. He's benefiting from them. So they're not the dumim of Orla and Kloya Karam. Does this make sense to anybody? Just out of curiosity.
What is it?
You sold the item, so doesn't the money in some way correlate to the item?
Exactly. I mean, what do you mean? But how do you just say it's not the dumim? Saying, because if it was the dumim, you wouldn't be able to use it. Why? Because that would mean you got it from them. And you'd be, but I did get it from them, and I am benefiting from it.
It's not like a coincidence that you happen to get some money when you...
Right. So how is it not usher? I mean, if the Yerushalmi is saying that being nene from the Isser, being nene from... If the Yerushalmi is saying that you can't be nene from something that comes from Orla and Kloya Karam, but you can be nene from the money, how? But isn't it coming from Orla and Kloya Karam?
Who cares what it's called?
Who cares what it's called? Right. So he says like this. El lefika el mishum hachi mikudeshes. Lefisha ain mamon zed demeham shel Arla and Kloya Karam. This is not the demeham of Arla and Kloya Karam. Why? Shekevon shehein asurin bahano ain an shavin mamon. Since they are asur bahano, they're not worth any money. So this money is just a matana. Ulefikach mutarin. That's why they're mutar. In other words, bishayin demayan means because they have no damim. Because this is not their. He's taking a lot of the two words, right? Bishayin demayan. So he says, because it's not their dhammim. But his problem is, what do you mean it's not their dhammim? It is their dhammim. It is coming from them. It is being exchanged from them. But he's saying, no. Since they're asur b'hano, they have no value. Now, can you have the value of something that has no value?
No, I don't think so.
To me, it's like the trade is an illusion. There's really no trade value.
That's right.
You're getting a ton and you're giving him nothing.
You still get a commission.
The Kedushin is good.
You got
a matana, he's saying.
Does a guy know? Yeah, like, but you can't trade it to a Jew. Then that means he doesn't know about it. That's
one second. So Chaim says you can't trade it to a Jew. You can't trade it to a Jew.
Right.
But he's half right. You're half right. Why is he half right? Because you can't even trade it to a guy. You can't even trade it to a guy, they hold.
You
can't trade it to anybody. That's what they hold. You're going down a tricky road now. But it's also to be, it's also to change it to anybody. It's also to be machlav of it. Gnev, that's the other. The Gemara, I think the Yerushalmi says Matana or Gezel, one or the other. Right. It's either one, you're right. It would depend on what the guy's. It would depend on the other guy.
Wouldn't we try again?
That's what they want to say. According to that shita, yeah. Because the Kenyan and Kenyan Gezel and Shini Rishus, and it'd be good. Yeah. But what's going on with you? It sounds like just the legalism. I mean, in reality, it's. What does it mean? What does it mean? You can't be nene from it. So therefore, its damim would be usher. But since it has no value, you're not being nene from it. But lamais I am, because if I wouldn't have given him this thing, I wouldn't have gotten this money. I mean, what does that mean?
The fact that you want to benefit from it.
Let's just go through the it's not that much longer. Let's go through the whole thing and we'll come back. He says, didafka, good. You want to continue?
Yeah, sir.
Stop. So the Ran goes, the Yerushalmi and the Ran goes further now. He's saying, in terms of logic, it doesn't make sense to ever say that something is asur b'hano, the damim should have an isur hano. And it's only a chiddush by avodas kochavim. Without the chiddush of avodas kochavim of v'hayso cherem kamohu, you would never be able to have this din that something that is asur b'hano, which he equates to being valueless, can have damim that are usher because of the switch. Because if I switch something that has no value, then you can't say this money is representing its value, right? So he's saying logically, that without the gzeiras hakasav, you would never be able to have the din of being something being tofes damim. So he says it's only by that, it's only by avodas kochavim that you have that case. Because of the chiddush, go ahead.
How about Bashar Isurei Hanah?
That's good. So he says, but in every other Isur Hanah, there's no Tfisas Damim, and therefore it's a good Kedushin. Go ahead. So the Ran says that according to this Yerushalmi, it appears, not 100%, but it appears from the Yerushalmi that what? That if somebody is what? She'im what? Ovar. Shem Ovar Umochar. So what does that mean?
He's not allowed to.
He holds clearly it's an Isser to sell, right? But if someone was over the Isser and he sold the Isser Anah, then their money, their value, the demayan, which doesn't really exist, right? What you think is demayan is mutter, even to the seller himself. Why? Except for those common shvius, lefi she'ain demay isurei hana, because they're not demay isurei hana. Their damim is mutter because it's not damim. So what is it? It's a matana or it's gezel biyado. So he says, and this Yerushalmi is against Rashi, who says that the one who does the switch can't be nene from them, but from the money. But so we'll have to get to Rashi later. But he's learning according to this Yerushalmi. That what? Either the money, either you have a gzeiras hakasav of tfisas damim, and then the mamon is like the thing itself, or, but without the gzeiras hakasav of tfisas damim, there's no way to say that the money should be, you can't say the money is usher, because it's not damim of the, it's not demayim, it's simply a matana. But what's interesting is, he's saying, conceptually, if it were demayim, it would be usher. Right. So the question is, what does he mean by that? That conceptually, demand would be usher. Notice he's saying there is an idea, there would be a concept of having the money be usher, but it's simply impossible. Right. So what does he mean? So what does he mean that? What is that conceptual? What is that idea that would make the money usher? Notice. Lamaisa, it can't be that you're getting a benefit out. He can't mean, we have to be more precise here. He can't be that he's saying that if you switched something for the Isser HaNoah, then you're being nene from the Isser HaNoah. Right? Because whether there's dam or not, you're still a nene from it. I did induce this matana with this Isser HaNoah. Right? So that still would be, that's the reality. Right? So in what way is he saying that it's mutter because it's just a stam matana? It's not a stam matana. I got the matana because I gave this thing. So isn't that a pleasure I derived from it? Now, as if you're going to say, the thing is like this. Once he's going into the world of the mayhem, right, means to say, sounds like he's already moving away from the idea of being nene from the guf hadavar. So now he's saying, Isser HaNoah should include hanoos that come from it. So if it's an idea of hanoos that come from it, what's the difference if technically it has a shame of demayan or not? Lemaisa, it's still a hanoah I got from it. The guf hadavar. Now the problem is, it sounds like he's learning that not only the hanoos of the guf hadavar, like achila and shsia and Sicha and warming yourself, all of those things, not only those are usher, but it sounds like he's expanding the idea of the Isser HaNoah to things that it causes. Right? To hanos that come because of it, not from it, but because of it. Right? Because the money is not it, the money is because of it. So once you're entering that realm of Isser HaNoah, once you're expanding Isser HaNoah beyond the guf hadavar and into things that come from it, so what, the technicalities don't seem to help.
Who says it's avar mavar, right? You're saying that you can't.
No, it's lemaisa, this thing did cause me to get, this money, this Isser HaNoah did cause me to get the money, so the money is coming because of it. So what's the difference if I say, well, technically, it really has no value, so it didn't come because of it. It did come because of it, what do you mean? You wouldn't say, since you're not allowed to burn it, you don't get warm when you do. Right? I do. So if you're going to say, I can't get hanos that come from it, that come because of it. So don't tell me, well, technically it has no shavya, so the money you get for it is not considered payment for it. It is payment for it. So we have to refine we have to find a better definition over here. In other words, we have to find something of a middle ground, right, between hanoos of the guf hadavar and just hanoos that are caused by it, right? He's saying demayan falls in that category. Yeah. In other words, let's just approach what he's saying. Let's just approach Meir. What's the matter? Right. So what he's saying is like this. He's saying, oh, I'm sorry. What I mean, let's just take it one step at a time. So what's he saying? He's saying, let's just define clearly what he's saying. Okay? He's saying the money could represent, the money could be viewed in one of two ways. Okay? It could be viewed as demehen, which would make it usser. Or if it's demehen, it's usser. And if it's matana, it's mutter. Okay, so more precisely, what he's saying is, it's not stam any hanoah that I get from it that is usher. It would have to be, he's not denying that this money came because of it, right? But what does he mean between, what does he mean precisely, the difference between matana and demayan? Can we define that more clearly? What's the difference between saying the money is matana or the money is demayan? Mike, you trying to work on this?
Whether it relates back to the orla. If it's matana, okay, it's just its own sum.
Okay.
Relate back to the orla, because you just
transferred. Okay, so we need to be more precise, because that's what that's our problem. It definitely does relate back to orla. We're saying in reality, it relates back to orla no matter what. So what do you mean then? What's the difference between demayan and matana? So we can just say what we can see what he's saying. He's saying in order for it to be demayan, the initial thing had to have value. Right? He's saying what's going to determine whether the money you get is the mehen or matana, not the kavana of the two people. That's what he's trying to get to, right? That's what he's trying to explain. And our question is from the standpoint of the kavana of the two people. No matter what the halachic reality is, they have one intention. This for that, right? Yeah. He's saying that's true in terms of what they're doing. Their intention is the same. But intention of the parties is not what creates damim versus matana. What determines damim versus matana is what?
The status of the object.
Is whether the object has value. Right? Is whether the object has value.
Yeah.
It's got a trade value.
Okay. So, okay, Gil is giving a good ha'ar over here. So we should not use the word value. Use the word what? What word do you want to use?
Usability. No, even that. I don't know.
Whatever, let's just stick with what we have.
Usage.
Maybe we should just define what we mean by value more.
Okay, so what I think that Ron is saying is like this. He's saying that he's not going to the point of saying that Isran Noah creates an Isran things that come because of the Isra Noah. That's not right. Then Schiris would also be a problem, right? But he's saying that the Guf HaDavar can be viewed in two ways. You can say that it's also to use, he's saying like this, when we say it's also to be Nene from the Guf HaDavar, it doesn't just mean its physical properties. The mamon, if something has monetary value, if something has a shavius to you, then the money that you get for it really represents a certain abstract quality in the object itself. In other words, value is an abstract quality. Okay? The amount of energy I can get from eating it or drinking it, the amount of heat I can derive from burning it, the amount of smooth skin I can attain by smearing it, right? All of these things are physical qualities. But what the Ran is saying by the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi is saying, when we say you can't be nene from the Guf HaDavar, it doesn't mean just from its physical properties. Also, from more abstract properties, it's monetary quality. You understand? But what does it mean to have its monetary quality? Its monetary quality it requires two things. It requires it to have a monetary value, and then for it to be actualized, meaning to say to be converted into damim. Damim means the object's monetary representation. You understand? So he's saying like this. If the thing had damim, it would be usur. Why? Because those damim would be its monetary value. It would be like getting its heat, getting its monetary value. You understand? The damim itself, the money that you exchange for it, would be the concrete form of an abstract quality of value. You understand? And that would be nitfas in this damim. And it would be also to everybody. This damim would be a representation of its value. You understand? But he's saying, since it has no usability to you, it has no value to you, there's no way to access a thing that doesn't exist. There's no way for something that doesn't exist to be chal on the dhamma, on the money. So then it comes out that when he gives you the money for it, it's a matana because of it. But it doesn't have the shame of its value. The only way it would be usur is if the money became identified with the shame from the of a transfer from of its value to this, of if it were a representation of its worth, if it were an embodiment, a manifestation in the monetary realm of its worth. In other words, everything he's saying, He's saying that you can translate objects into in a monetary. If an object has a monetary value, that's one of its qualities, and the money that you get in exchange for it is an independent representation and hanah of its monetary value. And it will be like being nene from the guf hadavar in the monetary quality, not in the physical quality. Saying the object has more than the physical quality. An object has more than the physical quality. It also has a monetary, an abstract monetary value. Damim would be accessing that quality of its monetary value. And if you were able to do that, it would be asur b'hanah, just like accessing its energy value. How do I access its energy value? I consume it. How do I access its heat value? I burn it. How do I access its monetary value? I monetize it. That's a word. I didn't make that up, right? Monetize it. There's a word. No. We want a word that indicates the entire, you liquidate it, right?
Oh, wow.
It means to say you convert it into its monetary, means I gave away the thing, but I kept its monetary value. That's what you do when you sell something. It means I had something of monetary value that had the form of this, car, and I'm not giving away its monetary value. I'm keeping the monetary value, and I'm giving away the object. Right? So now what I have, the money in my hands, is its monetary value. And that's, and were, if the thing had that quality, and then I would be able to say that the money is its liquidated value. And then it would be mali hain, mali demand. That's what he means, mali hain, mali demand. It is the same thing. It's just, it's the concrete form of a quality. It's how you access that quality. Just like eating is how you access the quality of its energy. This is how you access the quality of its value. But since it has no value, because Isuri Anah, we have to just take that for granted for what he's saying. Isuri Anah have no value, primarily I would say because he holds you're not allowed to do anything with it. You're not even allowed to sell it. Right? You're not allowed to access it. You're not allowed to sell it. So to you, it has no worth. It has no value. So then any money you get can't be considered a representation of its value. What value? So it's just halachically considered a matana, money you got because of it. But we're not saying isuri hanah generate isurim that come because of it. It has to be it. It has to be the hanah of it. The only thing is, it doesn't have to be the hanah of its of a physical quality. It can also be of an abstract monetary quality. But that's damim. That's what we say damim. Damim means the monetary representation of the thing, but it has to exist in the monetary world in order for that representation to exist, right? That's the idea that you were intuiting. Yeah, that's what we said. Now, as we said, the question was, you can't say that you didn't get it because of it, right? And that's true. I did get it because of it. But is the money that I got because of it have the status of representing it representing its monetary existence? Or is it just caused somebody to give me money? But that money doesn't have the shame of that chefza. The difference is whether it has a monetary value to be exchanged for.
You got money because of it, just nothing of it.
That's right, exactly. So the mistake of the question was, we thought if it's money, then it means anything that comes because of it is asur. Right? Lemaskana, he's saying, no, only things that are guf hadavar are asur. But money is a certain kind of the guf hadavar. It's a monetary, it's the monetary guf hadavar. It's the guf hadavar in a monetary sense. So let's put it this way. In other words, he's saying guf hadavar means it and all of its manifestations. You understand? So if I burn it, then it's manifest as a coal. That would be asur. If I eat it, it's manifest. Whatever it is. If I use it as a nair, so it's that's one of its manifestations. money could also be one of its manifestations, but only if it has the quality. That's what Michael was trying to say. It's not possible to say it's a manifestation that's not one of its properties. You can't manifest one of its properties. Oh, but Lamaisa, I got money. Yeah, so that's a side thing. Somehow someone gave you money for it. But that doesn't become its manifestation. Lamaisa, the guy did give me the money. But it doesn't have the shame of the Cheftza itself. It would be like if I did a guy a favor and he did me a favor back. Right? You don't say his favor is the value of... No, it's just stama. I did him a favor, so he did me a favor. It's not the payment of my thing. It's not the dumim of the thing. It's nothing like that. It's like two parallel actions. In other words, it's like two parallel actions. Dhammim means it's two ends of the same maisa. Right? Dhammim is the same line. It's a switch, it's the same line. That this thing has dhammim. One guy's got the dhammim, one guy's got the thing. And then they swap sides. Right? But this is just two parallel lines. He's giving and I'm giving. Right? It's not called it's dhammim. It's a conceptual, it's a conceptual part of the Guf HaDavar. Its value, the thing exists in a monetary sense. I mean, like when you pay a guy for nezek, you pay the dummim of his limb. I mean, there's such a thing as a monetary representation of a thing, right? Mike, it's like by nezek. Is that right, Mayor? Like by nezek, if you break a guy's leg, so there's a way to represent the damage in money. We can translate certain things into money. We say, well, how much use could he gotten out of his arm? How much use can he get out of it now? So in a monetary realm, we can say that you took away a monetary entity. Even though in reality I took away part of his arm. But we can deal on a monetary level. Because his arm also exists in a monetary realm. Right? So when I damaged him, I'll replace the monetary aspect of it. But he's saying in Isuri Hanah, it would equally be usher to enjoy its monetary element as it is to enjoy its physical element. But since it's usher Hanah, it has no monetary element. Right? Because monetary element has to do with what the Gil was saying, usage, permissible usage. Physical elements just has to do with the way it exists. And even though it's usher Hanah, it still exists. But its monetary element has to do with permissible usage. Right? So if it doesn't have any permissible usage, it doesn't have any monetary realm. So if it has no monetary realm, you can't say the money is representing its monetary element. It doesn't exist.